Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and PJ with your 8am Zlines. In local news, the first leg of the annual Townsville to Cairns bike ride has begun this morning. Raising funds for the Children's Cancer Institute, riders set off from Townsville's Mercure Inn this morning. Biking 370 kilometres, they are set to arrive in Cairns Showground on Saturday, raising over $6 million since 1999. Executive Director of the Children's Cancer Institute, Professor Michelle Haber, says the fundraising event has allowed for significant advancements in cancer research and treatment, but that the ultimate goal is the prevention and cure of cancer for young Australians.
The Real Estate Institute of Queensland has revealed suggestions for policy reform ahead of the state election in October. The proposed reforms look to combat the state's housing crisis through measures to increase available housing, such as lowering construction costs and incentivising developers to sell vacant properties. REIQ CEO Antonia Mercarella says that the proposed reforms would see an increase to Queensland state home ownership to over 70%, but the current state of the market leaves many prospective buyers effectively locked in to long-term renting.
In national news, the shipwreck of coastal freighter Noongar has been found more than 50 years after it sank. In a collaborative project by CSIRO, Heritage New South Wales and the Sydney Project, researchers investigated an unidentified shipwreck off the coast of New South Wales in June, confirming that the wreck was in fact the Noongar. The sinking of the MV Noongar was described as one of the worst post-war maritime disasters in Australia and led to one of the nation's largest searches for survivors. Matt Kimber from the CSIRO hopes the discovery of the ship's resting place will help provide closure to the five survivors, as well as to the families of the 21 crew members who were lost in the tragedy.
Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows that Australia's First Nations population has reached 1 million. The report, released yesterday, attributes the increases to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander populations to fertility and paternity, among other factors. ABS Head of Demographic Statistics, Beta Cho, says that while 44% of First Nations people live in regional Australia, this population is increasingly migrating to cities and urban centres.
In international news, several Israeli individuals and one Israeli youth organisation will face sanctions and travel bans from the Australian government, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has announced this morning. According to Wong, the individuals and groups sanctioned are responsible for perpetrating violent attacks against Palestinians in the West Bank. In her written statement, Wong called on Israel to hold perpetrators of settler violence accountable, reiterating Australia's stance in opposition to illegal Israeli settlement in occupied Palestinian territories.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be cloudy with a possible shower. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Why, it's my very best alpha.